Reich lieben in Parshas Pinchas. Almost.
Good morning, everybody. First of all, I'd like to thank my father. He's come all the way from London just to hear this shir. Agav, he was here last week for Enikos Chasana, but I know the truth, he's here for me. Again, thank you very much. I've been in Manchester for nearly 19 years now. It's my first time here and start your day. But I don't really get an opportunity to say Barabim at Gros Hashkoyach. It's a very special place, Manchester. It's a place full of Bnei Torah and full of people who are Machshev Torah. And allow those who wish to stay in learning, for me personally, I stayed quite a number of years here in MH, and another Kolim full day. At the moment, unfortunately, only half a day, but it's an amazing place here. I'm lucky to live here, and Hashem Shoshana Brachos and all of the Teshuva in Manchester. In Parshas Ki Tzeitzei, the Pasuk says in Perichov Gimel, Pasuk Tesvov, Lo Yeirae Bechor Erev Asdovo. The Chayodom in Klal Dalet Sif Aleph says, Koblu Chazal understood, Shehu Hazhora She'osu L'davei Divri Teira Neged Erva. There's an Issa to say Divri Teira or any other Dova Shebekdusha when there's an Erva in front of the person saying the Bracha or the Dova Shebekdusha. So we need to just understand what is considered an Erva. So with that we have a Gemara in Brachas of Chav Dalet Amud Aleph. The Gemara in Brachas says, Omer of Yitzchok, Tefach v'isho erva. A tefach by an isho is an erva. Obviously that means a tefach of a place of an isho, which is Megula, that is considered an erva. And the Gemara asks, Lemai, for what does this mean? For what is this halacha that tefach v'isho is an erva? Ilem, if you're going to say, Listakuleba, the din that it's an erva is listakuleboy, legabad alocha, that one can't be mistakil on the erva, which is a obviously not just a glance, it's a stare, a proper look. The Gemara says that can't be. But Omer of Sheshes, Lomak Mona Kosov Tachshitin Shebechutz and Tachshitin Shebefnim, why is there, as Rashi explains, why in the Pasha where they captured, I think this week said even, when they captured all the Tachshitin, the different Tachshitin which was enumerated, the Pasuk says, Koimis, which was a Tefus, Shal Beis Harechem, there's a certain Tefus which was put, Shal Oysen Le Bnei Seem, and Nukvin Koisli Beis Harechem, it would put there, but Oysen Mokim, a certain ornament, a certain piece of jewelry, Kadesh Leis Dakru Lehen Zechorim, and the Pasuk enumerates them, Im tachshitim shebefnim, together with the tachshitim, which were, so why would it be the tachshitim shebechutz im tachshitim shebefnim? Why were they mentioned together? And the Gemara says, B'sheisha says, Leimeloch, to tell us, Kol ha-mistakil, ve'etzba katana shel isha, ke'ilu mistakil v'mokim ha-tayrif. Since the Pasuk enumerates even bracelets and rings, together with things which one puts, v'mokim ha-tayrif, v'oisim mokim, that's to teach us, if somebody just looks, mustakil, etzba katana, even on the small finger of a lady, ke'ilu mustakil v'mokim ha-tayrif. It's like he's looking at v'mokim ha-tayrif v'oisim mokim. So therefore the Gemara is asking, it can't be that when we said tefach v'isha erva is referring to not looking. Because if it's referring to not looking, this is a lot less than a tefach. The last time I checked my etzba katana, right, it was a lot less than a tefach. So therefore it can't be that the Yitzchot's din of Tefach V'Isha Erva is referring to Histaklus, that's also even just on a Etzba Ketana. Elamai says the Gemara, Ela B'Ishtoi Uli Kriyashma. This memra of Rabbi Yitzchok must be referring to Ishtoi, statement number one of the Gemara, is Ishtoi Uli Kriyashma. And it must be referring to also Kriyashma. Rashi says, L'Ishtoi Uli Kriyashma, Im tefach magula bo, if there's a tefach magula by ishtoi, lo yikore kriyashma kinegdo. Then one must not say kriyashma and any other davar shekdusha kineged a tefach magula by ishtoi. Then the Gemara carries on. Omer of Chista. Rav Chista says, Shoik be'isha erva. Shoik, which is translated as a knee, will translate it. There is a machlok exactly as will translate it, like the Chavetz Chaim, Mishibura. Shoik be'isha erva, which is here means the knee. The knee and above the knee is considered an erva. And the Gemara brings a pasuk with that. The Gemara brings Shmuel, Kol be'isha erva with a pasuk. And the Gemara brings Rishis, Sal be'isha erva. The hair of a lady is an erva as well. Rashi says, Shoik be'ishas ish is the erva. Lehistakel. So this is very interesting to Rashi. Rashi says, when isn't it considered a shoik be'isha erva? What's a chistus chidish? A shoik be'isha is an erva. Says Rashi, 2 points. First of all, lehistakel. When it comes to histaklus, we need to know that the shoik is an erva. And Rashi also tells us, v'chein be'ishto likrishma. So too, when it comes to one's wife, likrishma. So let's understand, there's quite a few things which we need to mevara with this Gemara. First of all, on the Gemara's question, when the Gemara asked, how could it be that there's an Issa Istaklus, how could it be there's an Issa only by Tefach Ve'ish Erva, surely there's an Issa Istaklus even on an Etzbe Ketana, much less than the Tefach. So the Gemara answers, we mentioned, Le'ishdoi u'likrishma. Now Chayra, perhaps if we were writing the Gemara, we might have thought of a different Teretz. We would have said that when it comes to histaklus, then histaklus even be'etzbe katana. But when it comes to kriyashma, that might be also, that's who says you're looking? It's only your ear. And therefore when it comes only your ear, there happens to be an erva in front of you, but you're not histakil, then the issa is only be'tefach. And that could apply even by any lady. Lav davke ishtoi. So why does the Gemara feel it has to say le'ishtoi or le'kriyashma? We were acting Gemara, we could just answer it, and for the Gemara, the Kriyashma. When it comes to Kriyashma, there's no status going on there, there's just a problem of saying a Dovash of a Kedusha, Neged and Erva. So then that could, the Issa could be only with the Tefach. We wouldn't need to come on to Etzbe Ketana. It's only also with the Tefach. Why does the Gemara feel that we have to add on the Ishtoi or the Kriyashma? So we could answer two routes. One is that the Gemara is trying to tell us a Chiddush. What's the Chiddush? The Avada, when it comes to Istaklus, there's no problem by Ishto, you can mistakle. Right? Mistakle, Tevach and more, it's not a problem. Mashiach, when it comes to Kriyashma, the Gemara wants to say, Kriyashma, then even Ishto, even one's own wife, there's an Issa to say Kriyashma, Kineged, a Tevach Magula. That could be Baba, yeah, that could be one Mahala. Or we could say something different. We could say the Gemara had some inside information here. The Gemara knew, that's probably not true. When it comes to Ishai Acheres, when it comes to another lady, one can't say Krishma, even Pachas mi Tefach. So when Chista said, that Tefach, when the Gemara said, Yitzchak says, Tefach ve Isha, Erva, the Gemara knew it cannot be talking about any other lady, because that's Vaita Osa, even without Istaklus, it's Vaita Osa, even Pachas mi Tefach. Even Etzbe Ketana, you can't say a Dovah Shev Kedusha in front of even a Pachos Mitefach Magula by another lady who's not your wife. Mashenk, the Gemara says, when then is Negea Tefach Be'isha Erva? It's only Negea Le'ishto Le'krishma. It's only Negea when it comes to one's wife, that's when it's Negea that it's a Tefach Magula is a problem, but anything less is not. It might sound a bit Mechudish, but as we'll see later, this is a very important mainstream Mahalach in this Sugya. So bear that one in mind. And then one more point in the Gemara. The Gemara answers, and the Gemara brings up Chista that says, Shoik be'isha erva. Now Shoik is an erva. And Rashi says two things. He says it's negeya for ishtoi or lekrishma. And it's also negeya for istaklus, for istakl by any other lady. So there's obviously two questions we have to understand. First of all, this, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush of Chista? What's the chiddush of a shoik? You've told me already that any place which is normally covered, there's an issa of istaklus, an issa of saying krishma kinegdoi. Why does he have to add on? You imagine for the other ones, koil, okay, chiddush, koil is not. But what's the chiddush of shoik? It's a part of the body, last time I checked. It's part of the body. So what's this chiddush of chiddush? Shoik, the isha erva. Maybe say, I don't know, your stomach, your back. Why, what's the chiddush of shoik? Why is he mentioning shoik? But even more than this, not mamash rishdein. Rashi says, "What's the chiddush of chista shoik v'isha erva?" Says Rashi, And the chiddush is the gabe histaklus by another lady. One second. He just told me. He just brought a whole sugya. And when it comes to histaklus, even etzba katana, never mind something covered, normally covered and now uncovered. He told me even etzba katana, a small finger, is an issa histaklus. Why on earth is Rav Chisda telling us this? A shoy, the isha erva, the histaklus on a shoy. That's a place which is covered. It's pella. So we want to say a few machim on this. The Besesiv in Erech Chaim Siman Ein Hei, he brings from the Rashba the following comment. He says, "Avada, this which is also to say Krishma Kenega the Tefach Magula is only in a place, obviously, which is normally covered. It's a makom which is sunnah." Says the Rashba that the Chista's chiddush is one might have thought that a shuik, since by a man, he's quite happy to have the shuik open, yeah, wear Bermudas or shorts. Right? I don't know about in this weather, but in the sunshine, sometimes. They're quite happy to have a shuk magula by a man. Meila says the Rashba, as quoted by this Bisyasif, you might have thought that by a lady it's also not a problem, it's not called a mokum tsunua. That's a chiddush, that it is a mokum tsunua. For Shteitzach, that only answers why the Gemara would mention that there's an issa for to say in front of one's own wife. That's a chiddush. I thought maybe it's a mokum magula. It's like the face, kamash malon, it's not a problem. But the extra hisop of Rashi that the Gemara means, even the gaba is stakless by every lady, that doesn't answer it. Because if there's an issa of stakless, even on an itzba katana, then of course there's going to be an issa of stakless on a shoik, irrelevant whether it's a mokum snua by a lady or not. It's not going to be any better than a small finger. The Bach gives another answer, and he says, we might have thought that you don't have the issa of histaklus by a shoik. So he says, the minastam hein mulachlochis betit betzaya. That's what he says. They're normally dirty with tit betzaya. But they agi al day hiru. And he says, well, they don't mean etzva katana. It's not similar to a small finger, the Yodea Shadesh. The Mestom and the Kiyah saying a lady's hands are generally clean. Mashayni says a shuik is dirty, so you might have thought that that's not a place which comes to Hiro. The Mela, that's a chiddush of Chista, that even the shuik is also Erva, and it is a problem of Erva. So Shteitzer the Bach himself says he's very happy with this Mahalach, because this is going to end for Rashi big time, right? Because obviously it's going to end for what the chiddush is by Ishtoi, and that's the problem of saying Krishma Kenegna. The chiddush is that even though it's a place which is dirty, you might have thought it's not a problem, there's no hero. And of course it's going to answer the other part of Rashi, because you might have thought just the etzva katana of another lady is a problem of histaklus. You might have thought that the shoik is not going to create any problems, because the shoik is a place which is normally dirty. Kamash Milan of Chista, that there is an issa of histaklus even on the shoik of another lady. That's the Bach teretz. And the Bach also brings another teretz. He says that Rav Chisda is telling us a big chiddush. Like you mentioned, we just said that tefach be'isha is erva. When it comes to krishma, you can't say tefach be'ishtoi. Be'isha le krishma. So says the Bach that Rav Chisda is coming to add on shoik be'isha erva. Shoik is lav dafka. There's nothing unique about shoik. He just wants to bring up the point that when it comes to any other lady, when it comes to the Bach answers that the chiddush of Chista is that when it comes to one's own wife, the issa of shoik is special. It's almost the opposite of the previous Bach. Shoik is unique that it's also even pachas mitefach. That means although we just said from Rashi shoik beisha erva like ishta le krishma, that tefach beisha is erva. There's only an issa with the tefach. Comes along with Chista and says shoik's unique, that any part of the shoik, any part of the knee, which is revealed, even pachas mitefach, there's a problem of saying krishma in front of it. That's the Bach's chiddush. And then there's a prima godim. The prima godim answers that Rav Chisda's chiddush is that this that we say, that tefach for isha is an erva, and we said it's ishto ilo krishma, says the prima godim, amoy dike chiddush. He says that Rav Chisda wants to come and tell us that that's dafka be'ishtoi. Dafka be'ishtoi, there's a shir of a tefach magula. But when it comes to anybody else, when it comes to any other lady who's standing in front of you and you want to say a davar shebekedusha, the issa is even pochus mitefach. And this is not a unique supreme godim. What he means to say is as follows. Let me explain. The Mechaber and the Tur paskins tefach megula also likreis kriya shma kenegdo. Mechaber clearly paskins and the Tur paskins that when it comes to saying kriya shma, there's only ever a problem when there's a tefach megula, and that's that. It doesn't give any oohs and ahs about it. It's very clear. It's only if it's a tefach megula. Comes along the Darkei Moshe. Heli Geremo, in Darkei Moshe, he writes on the tour, Kosu Bagos Maimoni, Perigimum Hilchas Krishma, Hold we in on Tefach, this din that we need, Dafke Tefach, is Dafke be Ishtoi. This applies, says Hagos Maimonis, Dafke by an Ishtoi, Dafke by one's own wife. Avo, be Isha Acheres, Afilo be Pochas mi Tefach. Hagos Maimoni, we mentioned it earlier, we said we're going to say it's a mainstream shitter, here it is. Agos Maimoni, as quoted by the Darkei Moshe, says quite clearly that the din of Tefach Ishtoi ever, and it's only Ishtoi, the Krishma, is Dafke Ishtoi. Dafke Ishtoi, and when it comes to any other Isha, says Agos Maimoni, there's an Issa, even a minute fraction of any place which is supposed to be covered, there's a problem of saying a Dovah Shebe Kedusha Kenegdo. As we said, it's very nice to learn this Mahalach of the Agos Maimoni. We said it makes a lot of sense in the Gemara. That's why the Gemara says, Ishtoi or the Kriyas Shema. Because it's not only Ishtoi, it's a Tefach. When it comes to any other Isha, there's an Issa, even Pochos Mi Tefach. Mela. Sorry, why? There should be more. Yes, it's a different terrace. It's a different terrace. The Bach answer to us in his second terrace is working. That's why I said the Bach's second terrace is almost diametrically opposed to his first terrace. It's a bit chiddish. He says that the shirk is something worse by shirk. I don't know if it's an attractive place, if I get, or it's a catchy place. And that's a place which is also even Pachs Metefach, even Be'ishtoi. Even Be'ishtoi. We're talking about saying Krishma. Etzrek Tanis with Stakles. We're talking about saying Krishma, Be'ishtoi. Even Belizdak, even Belizdak, the same Krishma. If it wasn't clear, when we're talking about it, thank you very much, if it wasn't clear, when we're talking about Krishma and these things, it's nothing to do with the Stakles anymore. It's just the fact that the Erva is connected, thank you very much, I missed that. When we're talking about saying Krishma, connected an Erva, there's an Issa even when it's, even just a Riyah with that. So we'll talk about that, what you're supposed to do, we'll talk about that soon. So that's coming back. So that's what the Prima Godim says. The Prima Godim says that's the Mahalachin of Chista, that Rav Chista as well means this Hagos Maimoni. This one Rav Chista says that Sheikh Be'isha Erba, he wants to tell us that by another lady who's not Ishtoi, there's an Issa to say Krishma even without his Staklus, even Pachos Mitefach Megul. So let's just do a recap. And we'll carry on. According to the Rashba and the first Teretz of the Bach, I'll go very quickly through this. There's no chiddush. There's no chiddush of Rav Chista in Halacha. All he's telling us is that Shoik is also a place which is normally expected to be covered as a problem. That's all there is. There's no chiddush in Halacha like the Rashi. However, look at the second teretz of the Bach. There comes out a phenomenal chiddush that when it comes to one's own wife, there's something unique about the Shoik, that even if it's Pachos Mitefach, there's an Issa to say Kriya Shema Kenegdai. And if you learn with the teretz of the Prima Godim, Alpi the Hagos Maimoni, there's an Issa to say Krishma connected any lady, even Pachos Mitefach, that's a Chista's Chiddush. So we now need to know, what should we do La Halacha? How do we pass on La Halacha? So the Taz, in Simon Ayin Heis, you've got an Aleph, he's Machmir like the Bach's second teretz, and he says very clearly that there's something unique about the Shoik, that the Shoik, even Pachos Mitefach, is also to say Krishma Kenegdoi, even on one's own wife. However, the Mechaber certainly doesn't hold like that, because the Mechaber writes, Tefach Megula Be'isha, Mamokim Shedarke Lechaseisoi, Afila Hi Ishto also Likris Krishma Kenegdo, and it doesn't make any differences between one part of the body or another. So the Mechaber clearly is happy to say that only a Tefach Megula Be'ishto there's a problem of saying Krishma Kenegdo. There's no difference which part of the body it is. That's of course with Yisuf. He's very happy with his teretz that he bought, like the Rashba, and therefore there's no chiddush in Avchista, and he's quite happy with that. However, there are more rights. The Yesh Emrim, Dafke beIshloi, Ava beIsha Acheres, Afilim Hochas mitefach Havi Erva. There are more rights that when it comes to one's wife, that's when the shir is a tefach. However, when it comes to anybody else, when it comes to another lady, the Ramah is very clear. Even the slightest part, of a place on a lady which was normally covered, if it's now uncovered, you cannot say Krishma connected. Of course, this is the Ramah going to say of the Darka Moshe. He brought the Hagos Maimoni. Hagos Maimoni said this point. There's only an Issa, the Tefach is only by Ishtoy, by Isha Acheres. There's an Issa to say Krishma, even Pochis Mitefach. So it comes out, the Sikkum Advarim, to say Krishma neged, let's just pick on the Sheikh, that's definitely a problem. The Sheikh of another lady, definitely the Taz and the Ramon, there'll be a problem to say Krishma kenegdo, even Bochus Mitefach, and the Machaba, they won't. Sorry? No, the Issa of saying Krishma is only a neged, the Mokum, which is a mokum, which is the Tazim Machadish. The Tazim Machadish, the Sheikh is something unique that even Pachos Mitefach, even Ishtoi, there'd be an Issa. The Nishmas Adam is a very big chiddush here. Nishmas Adam, because we have a problem now, right? I don't know about everybody. I think majority, looking around the room, the majority here are Ashkenazim, right? And we would normally pass in like the Ramah, and therefore we pass in like the Ramah. You would not be able to say Krishma Keneged, even Pachos Mitefach Megula, by any lady other than one's wife. Nishmas Adam comes with a big chiddush, and he says, although the Ramah brings this shit of the Hagos Maimoni, he doesn't hold like that Lalach. Big chiddush. Although the Ramah brings it, very strange. The Ramah brings it, but Nishmas Adam writes, and we don't pass me like him. He didn't mean to pass me like him. And he says the Bach also writes that, and the Eli Rava. And the truth is that the Levush was a Talmud of the Ramah. And the Levush himself, although he was a Talmud of the Ramah, doesn't bring this. He doesn't bring it. Just passing like the Machaba, there's only a problem ever by a Tefach. He doesn't bring this Ramah, there's a problem of a Pachos Mitefach Magula by Isha Acheres. He doesn't bring it. So the Nishmas Adam is quite confident that we don't have to pass on that list the halacha. We don't have to worry for this Ramah. There's no problem saying Davash and Kedusha can get a pachas mitefach magula by another lady. However, the Mishnah Berurah, he doesn't say anything on this Ramah. He doesn't say the Ramah doesn't mean to pass on that list. Now, he knows the Nishmas Adam. Of course he does. He brings the Nishmas Adam just a few minutes later after that Mishnah Berurah, and he doesn't bring it. He's not magi on the Ramah anything, which implies. And the Mishabura Nishaz Egalton, Mishabura does fasting like this Ramah, and he holds that a tefach, even pachos mi tefach magula, even by an Ishla, a cheres, there would be a problem of saying Krishma or Dovashab Kedusha Kenegda. And there's other rice as well from the Mishabura. What about the other halacha? What about the chumra of the Bach and the Taz that on the Shoik there's a problem even the Ishtoi, Pachos Mitefach? So the Mishnah Berurah brings the Shittas of Bach and the Taz that my Shoik, even on one's own wife, is unique. That's also even Pachos Mitefach. Chaznish argues with this Pesach of Mishnah Berurah, and Chaznish writes that Medaf Nishmachem is an Ein Lachem Kishittas of Bach and the Taz. You don't need to, and he's happy not to be machme for this chumra of the Bach. I did speak to Rav Leo Pesach Falk about this, and he said it's kedai to be machme on a shoik even on one's own ishto. There's a problem even pachos mitefach. This week kedai lachem. The Shabura brings it. It's a Bach kedai lachem. So the ma'aser is also the halacha le'ma'aser. What's now? So the Levusha Shal Torah, which is Rav Falk Sefer, it's two-part Sefer on Hilchos Sneis, he writes there in Siman Yud Zayin that one has to be machmir like the Ramah and Hagos Maimonis, that on the Isha Acheres, even Pochos Mitefach, we're going on a place which is normally covered, it's also to say any Dovah Shem Kedusha Kenegdo. And he says, Mistimus and Mishneh Berurah, as we mentioned earlier, he's not magia anything on the Ramah. Sounds like the Mishneh Berurah is passing like this Ramah, and Agos Ma'amin is. And he writes, there's no Taz and Mogan Avram. You'd expect the Taz and the Mogan Avram to say something about this. They don't. They're not magia anything in the Ramah. So as much as the Mishneh Spadon says that the Ramah is not passing like this Halacha, he says, well, there's no Taz, there's no Mogan Avram. Mishneh Berurah holds like this. He brings other rides the Mishneh Berurah holds like this. And he says more than that, there's a sefer called Shulchan Shlomo. Now, Shulchan Shlomo was written by somebody called Rav Shlomo ben Yehuda Leib Mirkash, was Av Bezdin in Mir. And a lot of the halachas which Mishneh Berurah writes in these halachas, in Siman Ayin Hey, he was shoyev from this sefer of Shulchan Shlomo. And if you look in the sefer Shulchan Shlomo, on Siman Ayin Hey, he's very clear there to pass like the Ramah, that there's an issa to say a davar shebekedusha or a krishma, any bracha in front of an erva, even pochos mitefach magula of an isha, even pochos mitefach magula. So any part of the body, that's how he writes in halacha. If you listen, he brings as a help prim chodosh, the gon, other gedolei acharinim, and the levush alter is machriya kina halacha. Right? So as strange as it might be, as difficult it is to accept, but that's the halacha. The halacha is if there's a tefach. Even a pachos mitefach magula, but any other lady, other one's own wife, one can't say a bracha, one can't say a krishma, one can't say anything there. Now, no istaklis, just as if it's connected you, it's connected you. No, you're not looking, you're very careful, got shmiris and it's connecting. So, I'll be honest with you, I was learning these halachas, it bothered me a lot. I'm not here to give a shiur on hilchos sneis. I'm just we're men here. We need to know what we need to do, right? And it's very common, right? That the ladies nowadays, they're very tsnua. They've been through b'siak. Everything's right, Baruch Hashem. But sometimes they're sitting around and they're sitting on the couch. It's very negated on the couch, and the skirt rises up. Yeah, that's how it is. It rises up. And there's a part of the shuik, the minutest part of the knee, a little tiny part of the knee can be revealed, and there'd be an issa to bench there. That's what comes out. Now, I wasn't sure about this, because I thought, one second, most of our ladies, they don't see the skin, right? Because they're wearing hosiery, right? They're wearing tights, they're wearing socks, something like that. Is that a problem or not? I wasn't sure. I phoned up Rafalk a couple of weeks ago and asked him about this. He was doing an iron, he wasn't sure. Then he said to me, no, it's fine. They're wearing something there, you're not seeing the skin itself. And therefore, there's no problem because at least they're wearing hosiery. So I was very happy. I must tell you that this morning, I had a look in the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, and I'll just read you his last nusach there, and he writes, V'cheinim lovsha beged dak, u'mechschazi bosa mitecha osa. The lady's wearing a thin beged, and the flesh can be seen underneath it, it's osa. I got a bit nervous because I had to give shir here about an hour later, and to me it doesn't sound like what Ravak said to me. I tried to call him. I was here after 9:05. I saw his son. I said, "Is it a good time to call him? Will he be home?" He said, "Yes." I tried to call him. Unfortunately, nobody picked up. So I leave that with you. You go and ask your local Orthodox rabbi what's the din by a lady who something's showing, but she's wearing tight. And is that good enough? I'll leave that with you. So the ma'aseh, we need to know this. What age is Osa from? What age is there a problem with having a tefach? Tefach or pochus mit tefach magula and saying a dovah shebekdusha. So the Mechaber in Siman Ayin Hey, Sif Dalet, paskens osa likruis keneged erva afila shel oivet kachovim v'chein kenegas ervas cotton osa. So it's mevuah in the Mechaber that he holds as an issa of saying a dovah shebekdusha keneged erva from what age? Any age. A baby. Right? Any age. No problem. Always an issa. However, the Ramah writes there, "V'yesh matirin neged ervas cotton." There are those who are matig and neged and ervas a cotton calls a man she'ain a roy lebia. And the Mishneh Berurah explains there that by a boy that's from the age of 9, but by a girl that's from the age of 3. So that's by an erva, the prop erva oisim moker. In the beginning of Siman Ayin Hey, but in the topic which we're talking about today, when it comes to a tefach megula. Right, there's a tefach magula. What's it in then? Or pochus mitefach, as we've been discussing. What's it in there? So the Bi'ar Locha brings from this sefer Shulchan Shlomo, which we spoke about earlier. The Shulchan Shlomo, the Bi'ar Locha brings the shear there. This shear of a tefach magula or pochus mitefach is shaykh afilu b'ktana mipas gimel ve'elach. If you have a 3-year-old girl in front of you and she's not dressed appropriately, there's any part of the body which is supposed to be covered and it's uncovered, one can't say a bracha, one can't say krishma, kinegida. There is. We'll talk about it. We'll have time. We'll talk about that. Otherwise, you'll have to invite me back again.
Can you define the word kinegida?
Kinegida is in front of your vision. In front of your vision. You haven't got your eyes closed, so it's in front of you. We'll talk about it. Right? It's in front of you. The English translation in front of you. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah is very clear that there's an Issur even from the age of 3. However, the Chazon Ish is Bavos, he's making on this thing. Yeah? Chazon Ish says that here we're not talking about Erev Mamash, we're talking about it's a type of thing which will create Hiru. And therefore he says, I know the Mishnah Berurah writes in Be'alacha that the Issa here is from the age of 3. I feel it's not from the age of 3. And he says, if a person's mind is not on them because of their age, therefore it's muta. The inkan shir b'shanim, there's no shir in years, I can't tell you the shir in years, but the fi mitziyosan, the katnus gufon. That's what the Chazon Ish writes, it doesn't give us a shir. And the svarim bring down from Chaim Kanievsky, he writes in his svarim, hey, dagon Chaim Kanievsky shlita, sheshoa les moron haChazon Ish zatzal, me'ezigil osanei kris krishma. So he went to the Chazon Ish and said, no, tachlis, you're not giving me a shir. I want to hear now. What's the measure? What's the age? And the Chazon Ish said, be'erech, from the age of 7. That's the Chazon Ish writes. And the Falk writes in his Sefer, it doesn't mean that you look at the birth certificate and you see when the girl, age 7, okay, that's it, now we've got to start making sure that not to say brachas in front of her. It means from the type of giddle, the size or look of a girl, which is appropriate for the age of 7, that's when it comes in. This is all Gaba, a katana, which is not one's daughter. When it comes to one's daughter or one's sister, then the halacha is it starts from the age of 11. Although the Rishon Torah again brings from Ebenezer that as soon as there's a girl who's embarrassed to go not covered in front of her father, then the halacha start from then. So there is this leeway if it's one's own relative, a daughter or a sister, then the age is more like 11. So just to recap, Mishnah Berurah holds it's the age of 3, Chazon Ish holds it's from the age of 7, and when it comes to one's own daughter or one's sister, etc., that's from the age of 11, except if she starts feeling embarrassed, then it already starts from then. What do? We've got Mishnah Berurah and a Chazon Ish. So again, I'm not going to tell you what to do. Everyone's got their own local Orthodox rabbi. When it comes to dressing your own child, you can ask him what you should do. I know there's various shuls have different things. All I have heard as a psak halacha, as a guidance, and I think you'll accept this, it's very mistaba. If you're taking one's taking one's own daughter to shul, and even if you yourself are not makbid because you want to go with a Chazon Ish here, and you want to say there's only a problem of saying a bracha in front of a girl of the age of 7, but if you're taking your daughter to shul, it's very likely there's going to be people there who wish to be machmir for the Mishnah Berurah. And therefore, if you're taking him to shul, I've heard this psak halacha from a few people, it's not appropriate to take a child there and let her, parts of the body which would normally be covered, i.e. the knee and the elbows, to go with short sleeve or with short dress. That's a problem from the age of 3 because there's likely to have people there who are otherwise machmir for the Mishnah Berurah, and therefore it's inappropriate to let your daughter go to shul from the age of 3 with any part of the body, any part of the knee, magul. Again, you can ask your local Orthodox rabbi, but that's the pesach that I've heard. Krishma, bracha, any dover. We've got 5 minutes here. I meant to say from the beginning, I forgot to say it, because I got carried away with the thank yous. I meant to say, we know we do anything for brachas, we do anything to get a bracha from a rebbe and to get a slacha. I read you out, there's a letter written from the Heilige Chofetz Chaim. Mishnah Berurah writes, it's brought down in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim al HaTorah. It's frightening, and Meidach Gisa will have an opportunity. He writes there, Yachas Shom, Kol Sori Supigi Hazman, all bad things which are happening, Nezesh, Noshim, Mistevevois, Peruye Roish, Mugulus Deroyos, that ladies go out with uncovered hair, or the elbows uncovered, Vesech Beson. I'm not talking about outside the house, inside your house. Right? But there's no one Issa Vistaklis, it's your own wife, your own daughter. But he says there that so many bad things happen because of that. Well, it's Isaiah Balo, and he based them, Avorchim, Meis, Vagam Alfi, Brachos, Levatola. Every time a person says a Brach in front of a Tefach, in front of an Erva, Temugol, Apostle Tefach, it's a problem, it's a Brach Levatola. And he says, and if that's what happens with a bad thing, Kavachoma, if you say Amiris Brach, Kahigan, Bevim Brach al Atzmom, yeah, if somebody says the bracha properly, making sure that there's nothing going on around him, that everything's kaboya, there's nothing, no errors around him, the brachas which can come out from me, as the pasuk says, "V'chol makom asher azkir shmi avei elecha v'rechticho." So we can imagine if all the bad things are happening in those days, says Chofetz Chaim, how much bracha we can come on, we can bring upon ourselves when we makbid on these things to make sure that we're not saying any davar shekedusha with something inappropriate in front of us. So the few minutes that I've got left, I just want to say, everyone's bringing up, so what she's supposed to do, right? What are you supposed to do? It's like this. The Shulchan Aruch in Siman Ayin Hei Siv Vav, when he's talking about Erva, he writes there, what you do is, Hichzeh Pono Mimena, you can just turn away, Otzam Einov, you can just close your eyes, or if it's by night, or if somebody's Suma, unfortunately he's blind, no problem. That's what Mechava says there. However, the Bach, the Taz, the Maglevram, the Gon, the Shulchan Aruch Harav, Chai Odom, Derech HaChaim, gets everybody, is chaylik with this mechaba, and he says all these doesn't help. Doesn't help. The issa is, if it's in front of you, it doesn't help to close one's eyes. And therefore one has to turn one's whole body, make sure you're totally different position, so that, as the Mishnah writes, the erva is bestowed of and not in front of you. That's how we paskin. Now that's when it's a proper erva. What about if it's a tefach magula? What happens if it's tefach magula? It's not real. As we said earlier, mechaznish is not the real erva. It's a chashash hiru. It's not the real makoi. So what's the thing by Tech and Magula? So Mishabur and Sivkotan base, here in Siman Ayin Hei, right? Same thing. Huadin does not help to close one's eyes. So if one's in front of a Tefach Magula, right? Then it doesn't help to close one's eyes. You have to turn away. However, he brings that the Bach and the Prima Godim are making on this, and the Shabur writes, Kashi'i Efshab in an Acher, it helps to close one's eyes. V'i Efshab in an Acher, it helps to close one's eyes. Be'aloch is not happy. He says, he's mefak with it. He writes, as he says, what can I do? This, if in a place where it's e'efshir, be'in in acher, and you make him, you want to be seimach on the Bach, then this situation, where it's not the real ever, it's only a techa magula, you want to rely on atzimis einayim, closing one eyes, that is fine. That is okay. And the Chazanish is also making on this. Chazanish says, no, he's fine. It definitely helps. Atzimis inayim in this situation, so you can just close your eyes and that's fine. By pochus mitefach magula, which you said, of course, we have to be machmir for the Ramon and the Gos Maimini, there the Mishabura is also maker. He says from the Shnishmas Odom that here it definitely helps to have atzimis inayim. So, just as a recap, so if it's a proper erva, we pass it, nothing helps, you have to turn away. If it's a tefach magula, then it helps to. At Simas Naim, only if there's no other option, and if it's pochus mitefach, then it would help. And then it would help at Simas Naim l'kula alma. That's the Mishabura Paskins. Sorry. We're talking about different shit. That does make a difference. We're talking about for us and going to shiva men. So here, when there's ever connector, so that's what we have to do. So we're going away in a few weeks with Shem, traveling on aeroplanes, etc. So there is, of course, Eitzah. The stewardesses are not known for being the most tenua. Right, so even though one might have hoped that Teri Leva Shemaimi, you get away with watching the movies, Chas V'Shalom, while on the aeroplane and not learning a sausage. So first of all, Hiru is Mutter. So you can allow to Hiru B'Divrei Torah is Mutter. It's no problem, even if there's Neged Ever Mamish, there's no problem Hiru can Neged Ever, so that's you're not getting away with that one. And as we said here, we can turn away and come over to Yevsha. You'll have to learn the Gemara by heart. You'll have to do Atzimus Einayim. You have to make a bracha. It's Negei. You've got the airline meal. You want to make a bracha. And there's people around you. You can't. What are you supposed to do? Right? So one last thing. Give me 10 seconds. My chavrusa asked me, so what are you supposed to do? You've got people at your table. You've got no idea. Can I bench? Can I not bench? Should I put my blinkers on? What am I to do? Close my eye. I don't look. I want to see in the bencher. So what should you do? So I asked her, what should I look around? When I'm looking around. Who said that's better? Maybe I shouldn't look around and start finding out what's going on around me. So I spoke to Rafak about it, and he says, no, it's fine. If you can look around, there's no problem with it. Just the real, when you talk to Lee, you can look at the reality for a second. No problem. Assess the situation. And as we said, Erva Mamish, you got to turn away. Tefach Magula, then, because you can close your eyes, and it's Pachs Mitefach. You can have a Simas Anam. It helps. Thank you very much. Wish everybody a very good day. I'm going to walk away.